inside, I doubt that you still love me. But in your eyes, there's only grace now. Good morning. We're going to start our service with Hark the Herald Angels Sing. So please stand, and if you're in the narthex, you can make your way on to this Christmas, on in to this Christmas carol, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Welcome to church this morning. We're happy to see all of you here. In your bulletin, there's just a few things I'd like to draw your attention to. Tonight, the SNL group will be having their Christmas dinner. Let Dave know if you can attend that. And then if you could please sign up today if you're planning to stay for our meal next week after the Christmas celebration service. You can sign up to attend, and then if you'd like to bring a dish to share, you can also let us know that. I'm not sure if there's someone at the next steps table, so if you need assistance with that, please just see me. I have the iPad with me. I can just sign you up for that. And then on Saturday, we get together here to be a part of a community event, the Winter Festival. We have a lot of people that have signed up to help with that as carolers in the food tent, as our welcome gift pass routers. So we're just thankful for all of you. And if you would still like to be a part of that, please see me or Pastor Leon and we'll find a place for you. We're going to have a concert here next Sunday afternoon, the organization Wings of Song. So if you'd like to participate, you can also see that in your bulletin as well. And then people are still reaching out with pictures for me for the church directory, so I'll probably plan to print that in January. So you still have some time if you want an updated picture, or if you have some information that has changed, let me know that, and we'll get on that for you. All right, I'm going to invite Curtis and Carolyn up at this time to do our Advent reading.
appear to start, while angels sing to lonely shepherds. Three wise men seeking truth traveled from afar, hoping to find the child of heaven. Falling on their knees, bowed before the humble Prince of Peace. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you. The sun cannot compare to the glory of your love. There is no shadow in your presence. No mortal man would dare to stand before your throne. Before the Holy One of Heaven, it's only by your blood, and it's only through your mercy, Lord, I come. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive all of that you do. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you.
Glorious, glorious.
shall reign, Gloria. There is a King that we adore. With humble hearts we bow before You, Lord. There is a place we long to be. Yes, face to face we long to see You.
Please be seated.
Let's join together in prayer. Father God, we thank You and praise You for this time of year, and this special time of remembering Your gift of Jesus to us. And O Lord Jesus, You are glorious, and we do come before You and worship You and adore You. We thank You, Father, for sending Him to us. And as we remember and celebrate His birth, we remember and celebrate and thank You for all that He has done and continues to do for each and every one of us. We thank You for the life that we have in Him and because of Him. We thank You that as we remember and celebrate His birth, we remember why He came. We remember His death, burial, and resurrection. We recognize that You, Father, have held nothing back from us. You love us so much that You sent Your Son to take away our sins. You demonstrated how You will do anything to reach us with Your love. And we thank You, and we praise You, and we stand in wonder of that. And we thank You that we can celebrate You together as a church family. And we thank You for our children and the opportunities that we have here to share with them about You and about Your love for them. Father, we thank You for the parents sharing with their children about You through Your word and example. We thank You for those who volunteer their time with our children and youth ministries and teach our children and young people about You. And again, just how much You love them and they show Your love through their lives. We thank You for them. I mean, Father, we thank You that You love us and care so much about us, and that You invite us to come before You and to ask and seek help from You. And so we pray for those who are hurting this morning, for those who are just going through some struggles and difficulties in life, and ask that You would help them and turn to You and to trust You, to know that You're with them through all things. Father God, we pray for those who are in need of Your healing touch. And we thank You for that Tom Crane's and Mark Parker's surgeries went so well this past week. Thank You that Mark is able to be here with us this morning. And I ask that You'll continue to help him as he recovers from his surgery. And we pray for Tom and that You'll help him as he recovers from his knee replacement surgery. And again, we thank You that he is doing well and continue to ask that You'll help him to improve. Father God, we thank You so much that John Roble is able to be with us this morning. We ask that You'll continue to strengthen his body and bring complete healing for him as well. And Father God, we pray for Ted Deidert and ask that You will continue to help him as he recovers from his fall, and that You continue to heal his body and that You'll give him the patience that he needs to allow his body to heal. Father God, again, we thank You so much that Linda Calgren is able to be home now and ask that you'll continue to help her and strengthen her as she recovers from her stroke. Father, we pray that you would just bring her to a complete healing so that she has more usage of her left side. And Father, we pray for others that we each know of who are in need of your healing. Father God, we also ask that you would be with the Nason family as they mourn the passing of Pater. Watch over them all through all that they're going through this difficult time. We ask that you'll help them to just know your peace and know your comfort. And Father God, we thank you for our search committee. We ask that you'll continue to guide and be directing them as they lead us in our search for our next senior pastor. Father God, we also thank you so much for the youth Christmas concert that will be coming up on December 17th at the Academy. And we pray that you would just use that event to encourage young people in their walk with you, and that you would use it to bring others to come to know you as their Savior. And Father God, again, we thank you and praise you that we're able to gather here this morning to worship you, to praise you, to hear your word proclaim. We give you thanks and praise, and we ask all these things in Jesus' name, amen. At this time, the children are dismissed for children's worship.
Good morning, everyone. Today we're in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 3, and we'll be reading verses 13 through 19. Jesus went up on a mountainside and called to him those he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12 that they might be with him, and that he might send them out to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. These are the 12 he appointed: Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. To them he gave the name Boanerges, which means sons of thunder. Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him.
Have Jeff remind us of what's happening at the high school.
Am I on? We got that slide coming up. Yes. Hey, so I know you're a praying church, and I'm thankful for that. So if you could please keep praying for this outreach for our area young people. It's not just for Woodstock Academy. So you bridge people, you should be coming and telling friends to come. You people from Ellis and Killingly, there's a teacher, I think, from Tantaskra up in Sturbridge, Mass. Here, she knows people. So, in other words, get the word out. We have about 100 tickets who have been reserved so far. We want to get about 350 people there. All right, so God's big, so please pray for that. Also, please pray. This is a new development. Been wanting to do this for a while, but we're going to start a Bible study on the South Campus this Tuesday night at 6:30. There's some staff down there, and there's some kids down there, and some of our FHL kids are going to join us as well. So pray that that will go well. Thanks.
Well, we had a nice time last night, a great time actually, with the elders and deacons and some of the home group leaders. gathering with some people who have taken the membership class and want to join with us, throw their hands on the pile with the rest of us and say, this is where my church membership resides. And so we got to hear their testimonies last night, and that was a great joy. Now, our pastoral search committee is away, and one of them, I don't know if he consulted the rest of them, but he said, we're excited, so tell everybody about this. Pray about this. This is an exciting next step for our church. And because time goes on and rolls on and things change, and it's time for new things, and this is a time for this. So I said, if you like them, bring them home with you. Because every snowflake has Florida written on it. No, just kidding. Gonna have to work harder than that. We all have next steps in Christ throughout our whole lives. And that is the miracle of Christmas, that God stepped into our realm. He became one of us. He was living by the clock like we do. His body was changing over time. His mind was growing as he grew up as a young boy and into a man. He didn't even start his ministry until he was probably 30 or so. And so we all go through change. Individuals do. Bodies of individuals do. And so we are coming to new places. And it's exciting to know that God is in control of all the things that are happening. And so we do the best we can. We go through all the steps. We make our plans. And then sometimes God laughs at us for our plans. But God brings us to the place he has set up for us. So we want that from God. And so in this passage today, Jesus comes to a new place. He's been working in Capernaum and in conflict with some people at Capernaum. And he leaves there and does massive amounts of ministry, as we read about last week, all these people being healed and demons driven out. And now he gathers to himself. He's multiplying himself. He calls his 12. And they're real people. Mark gives us their nicknames. Simon, whom Jesus called Peter. They were real people with real lives. Dysfunctional families like all the rest of us have. And yet, whatever it was that they had going on, Jesus says, I want you to leave that behind. I want you to leave behind your career with the fishing boats and follow me. And so they